To the spaces
before we start.
Hey guys, having an issue with the spaces here, always an issue, but I think I'll get on the other handle here. One second.
All right, we'll see if that works. Can you hear me well, Bernie?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. I even have to turn down my volume a bit.
Okay, great. All right, we'll go ahead and get started with our announcements for the week. And Pudgy Pandas, I've invited you to speak. Hopefully everything works well for you. All right, so we got a few quick updates for the week. The first one is projects will now have a social warning if they do not verify their name and Twitter account on their profile. So if you guys have launched new projects, make sure that you have those associated. As a little bit of alpha, open edition whitelists will likely be coming soon. And there are going to be some major marketplace performance updates this week. And with that, let's hear from our project for the week. Pudgy Pandas, I think you may have you may be having some Twitter issues. I know I had some earlier today. Well, in the meantime, while we're in Pudgy Pandas, let's hear from Bernie. I think you had something launched this week, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I launched the first airdrop for Pixel Wizards. Been hell of a work. It's the spreadsheet version of Pixel Wizards. So meaning, If you know a little bit about game development and stuff like that, I think spreadsheets are used to make 2D games like you've seen in Zelda, but also in Pokemon and all those kind of things are using spreadsheets, and basically they are squared versions of your like each animation is a frame, and if you put them all together, then they're walking or doing something. So I have those made for Pixel Wizards as well, meaning that every trade has been redrawn 4x4 times, because each wizard has two animations, an idle animation and a walking animation, and the walking animation is 3 frames long. And the idle animation is one frame and one from the walking frame, so 4 frames in total. And then also in 4 directions, so going up, going down, left and right. So that leaves around over 3,500 sprites that have been drawn. So it was a big project, but it's one step closer to my end game. And I always imagined when I was making Pixel Wizards that on someday I would be able to walk around with my 2D Pixel Wizard and either play a game or just meet people in a virtual environment, or just some awesome place to meet and enjoy your NFT. This is one step closer, because having that sprite sheet available means you can use it in any game that's supporting sprite sheets. So you could even download the Game Boy Studio, have the base game set up like this demo, and then just replace the sprite sheet with your own. So you can play a Game Boy game a small demo with your Pixel Wizard or whatsoever. I think it opens up a lot of opportunities, and yeah, I think that's just really nice.
Very cool. It looks like we got Pudgy Pandas back on here. Welcome. Let's. Can you hear us? Are you able to chat?
Hello, everyone.
Hey there, Pudgy Pandas. How's things going?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. So, Mint just started now, and things are going well. And
yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and you know, the project, how it came into being.
I am Razor, a full-time developer and the big brain behind Pudgy Pandas.
Tell us about Pudgy Pandas. What's the theme or the goals behind it?
Pudgy Pandas is a purely hand-drawn project. There are only 1,444 NFTs. There are 5 superhero 101s that are super cute. And they are mintable, so everyone have a chance of getting a 101. Also, our whitelist is a bit over allocated. We have a lot of people waiting for the mint, and now things are going well as expected. And yeah, that's it.
So what's your background? Like, how long have you been in the NFT space? Is this your first project?
I've been since last year in crypto, and this is my first project in NFTs. Things are going well because of Stargast community.
So how did you find out about Stargaze? What brought you here?
I found out about Stargaze from a friend. I was watching him like trade NFTs, and he told me that this is a good marketplace, and I really liked it. So why not do a collection in it? Yeah.
So are you the artist yourself?
No. We have the Block Curie's artist, Diaz. She did the art for us, and I am the community manager and building the community and the project.
So how have you been building the community? What are some activities you do, and how the growth been going?
We have been doing a lot of collabs between famous projects like Geekies, Teamland, DeFi Geeks, Woman from Cosmos, etc. And we started by reaching out to them, and yeah, we found a big support from them, and yeah, that's why I love Stargast community.
What do you hope to do or accomplish after your mint, like if anything?
Sorry, I didn't get your question. Can you please?
What do you guys hope to do after the mint?
We are looking to do a meme coin, and we are still talking with our second developer. We are like in a collab. And yeah.
Bernie, any questions?
Yeah, I was wondering why you came up with the red pandas and also the name Pudgy Pandas. Seems a bit like Pudgy Penguins, but I was just wondering what the thoughts behind it.
The idea behind Pudgy Pandas, I am really a big fan of red pandas because they are so cute, and I'm really into them because they are such a cute animal, and the name is like I got inspiration from Pudgy Penguins. I combined between the two, and we come up with the name Pudgy Pandas.
Okay, nice. Thank you. I don't have any more questions. Do you?
Let's open up the floor to any questions for Pudgy Pandas. If anyone's got any questions, please request to speak, and we'll get you guys answered. You can also leave a comment in the thread if you don't feel like getting up. Yeah, Pudgy Pandas, what was so this was your first project, right? Like, do you have any advice for new creators who want to start a project?
My advice is just to trust the community of Stargaze and like reach out to people, because most of the people here are kind and helpful, supportive, and yeah, you can go from zero to a hero, Stargaze.
Yeah, what's your journey been like? So when did you actually come to Stargaze, and at what point did you decide, hey, like, I want to do an NFT collection? Like, that's, yeah, you wanted to become a creator.
I joined Stargaze from the start of the year of 2024, and I was watching a lot of collections get such a support from this community, and decided why not to do a collection myself. And yeah,
were you involved in NFTs in Ethereum or Solana or any other place before?
Oh no, this is my first time being in the NFT world, and it's a great journey yet, and I'm liking it.
Yeah, and what was the most challenging thing about launching this collection? You know, you basically came in January, right?
The most challenging thing is getting the community to trust you, and there have been a lot of scams early, like before me. So, yeah, I gave my best to let the community trust me, and doing my best. So yeah.
What are some things that a person can do to enlist trust in them? Like, what have you done so that people trust you?
Just the thing I did is making things clear, and letting people see your vision. And like your roadmap for the collection, and yeah, it's all like a good utility and a good art, being a good dev or a community manager is the thing.
Yeah, and you did also mention, yeah, there's always, you know, people scamming or hustling, so it's always important to do your own research. And, you know, look at the project, look at the creator. We did just add that requirement to connect your name and Twitter handle. Otherwise, you will get a warning. So, be diligent out there, guys. Signal, welcome. Yeah, you've got a question?
Yeah, hey. Good afternoon, everybody. Bernie, thank you for the sprite drop. That's pretty cool. It's a welcome surprise. I had a question for Pudgy Pandas. Since you've been on Stargaze for quite a while, or for a bit, are there any projects that where you like the way that they manage their community or kind of their vision? Are there any that kind of inspire you or that you're trying to model this project after?
I especially got inspired from Bernie, the collection he did, Pixel Witches, and I really liked it, and yeah, that's where the idea of pixel art came from.
Cool, thanks.
Thank you. Joe?
Yo, hello, hello. How are you doing?
Hey, welcome, bud. Yeah, doing great.
Yeah, all good, all good. So, yeah, great question you just gave, Signal. So that was that. Like, we all NFT creators here, we got inspired from someone at the beginning. So we saw how he great did, like the way he managed the community and everything. So yeah, this question is super good. I love it. So yeah, I have Razor. So he asked for a help. For my help, so he will be also. I'll be explaining a little bit the meme coin. Okay, so the meme coin part, because I will be the one handling the dev part for it. Yeah. So the team was also planning to have a meme coin on Stargaze. So we can see that the meme coin there on Stargaze didn't start yet. So yeah, we may be the first there to, you know, start the hype and have the fun of the meme coins on the chain, which is something that it's super important for every chain, you know, that the hype that can brought to the chain if we did it the right way. We can see like on other chains, like I don't know, they started the meme coins, you can see the impact that they did. So that's why I was and they approached me and I accepted. So I will be like a dev helping with the scripts and apps and everything. So yeah, and yeah, so the as I said, so we will release all the details later post mint. So the pre-sale, the roadmap, the tokenomics and everything. So yeah, it will be cool. And we are planning also to have a percentage airdrop to the holder. So this all the details gonna be on the pre-sale. Oh, sorry, yeah.
This is for the Pudgy Penguin. Sorry, the Pudgy Pandas meme coin.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really struggling with the space from the beginning. So I was trying to join drop, and so yeah, because I was trying to explain this point when Razor mentioned it, but I was not able to connect. So yeah, sorry for that.
No, that's really cool. So what's the what's the timeline looking like that?
So the thing is, we are planning to have this one. You know, it's going to be in a pre-sale way. So I learned from my experience dealing with meme coins and stuff. So I guess we will use all of that in this one, and I believe it will be great. It will be a great launch. It will be a great meme coin. We have a good theme for it, so we discuss the details. But the time, we don't have any, a specific time for the launch yet. Also, the details and the tokenomics are not yet confirmed, so they are still in the discussion. And yeah, so yeah, for more details, you guys gotta keep an eye on the Discord. What I can tell you is you gotta hold some Pudgy Pandas. So yeah, you may get an airdrop by holding these NFTs. So yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, looking forward to seeing the tokenomics on it and how fun it is. You did launch a meme coin on Injective, right? What were your learnings from it?
Exactly. So we did launch a meme coin there, you know, the inspired by the Nonja. So that was the great question the Signal asked. I don't know if you guys heard of the Nonja meme coins. They really did great. The theme is cool. They are super good. So we used the hype. We created the token. It was really great, like super hype. People are really waiting. In the pre-sale, we collected 200K in 1 second. I can tell you, like in 1 second, people sent over 215K. So that was super crazy. I don't know if we kept it like open for an hour, maybe we can reach the 1 million. But yeah, the thing is we had the hype, everything was smooth, everything was the way it should be. The moment I was working on the airdrop, on the refunds went like super fast. But the moment I did the airdrop, like the moment I added the liquidity, exactly, I did the big mistake. When I fucked up the launch is when I added the liquidity snipers, they automatically gathered the contract and they started sniping the dampers on each other. And the moment people, and what I did is I did a mistake on the script. So people here, if you are, I don't know if you are planning to launch a meme coin or whatever, the airdrop, the token that you're going to airdrop, you should really pay attention. It should be quick. It should be super quick. What I did is I did it like line by line, transaction by transaction. So I didn't compile them all in one transaction because I was not aware it will cause a problem. So that was the last thing I thought about. But yeah, it was this thing that fucked us up. So yeah, we learned from our experiences. But yeah, so the moment I added the liquidity snipers, got the contract. And why Nonja hadn't, they didn't have the same problem? Because they had the luck of the first move. So they were the first to launch there, okay? So there were like no snipers, the people, they had no scripts. But the moment they heard that more projects are coming, so people like had their scripts up and running and waiting for the next launch, it was the monks. They took the contract, they start like damping, like they start shooting hundreds of Ks of dollars there. So yeah. And they started selling like seconds, and people didn't even receive the airdrop. And the moment they received the airdrop, they were at a loss already. So, sorry.
Yeah, no, Joe, I hope you learned a lot, and thanks for sharing your learnings with us. We have another speaker up here.
Sure. Sorry for taking too long.
No, no, it's all right. I want to get to everybody. So, Alpha. Well, Crypto Alpha, are you able to speak? You know, we've been having a lot of issues with Twitter lately. Hello?
He might be slow because he's a slut.
Good one.
Sleep.
Isn't there where's the audio thing on here? There's a good drum roll for that. Okay, well, a Crypto Alp, if you're ever able to chat, please feel free to come up here. Also, you can type your question
in here. Yeah, I just heard him, so
I am a tyrant.
Yeah, you. There he is. He's a tyrant.
He's a slob.
Did you say the S word, Ruan?
Slob.
Oh, okay. No.
All right, Crypto Alp, feel free to come up whenever you are.
I am sleeping right now.
Okay, great. All right, well, any more info about the meme coin you want to give us that will be launching on Stargaze? Did you guys give us a date? I think you guys are going to give us maybe some more info.
No, I said that we don't have a date yet, so we don't have a date, and a lot of details not confirmed yet, so we have a draft that's been discussed. Okay, so yeah, nothing is confirmed. So yeah, I'll make sure to have this shared in the Discord once it's all confirmed. So yeah.
All right, thank you very much. And for the guy, the people who are not aware, this is Joe Veneer. He also manages the Apollo bot that many Discords use for token gating. All right, guys, any more questions for Pudgy Pandas or Stargaze while we're here? Please feel free to request and speak. Oh, nothing, quiet crew today. Pudgy Pandas, anything we may have missed from your project you want to mention?
So I just want to talk a little bit about the utility of the project. So the project Pudgy Pandas will have a hard staking and meme coin as our utility. DAODAO is the platform that we are going to use for staking, and our token will be Bamboo. As I mentioned in the Discord, one bamboo equals one stars, and that's our utility for the moment. We are going to launch the meme coin as Joe Viner mentioned, and yeah, that's our utility.
Okay, very, very exciting, guys. I think we had a new news person up. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey guys, what's up? Yes, I really wanted to ask to Kujiki Panda first, why does he choose like this character, like this animal, this, like, why is the reason that he choose like to recreate the universe around the panda, the red panda? And the second is just, I wanted to say hi and to share the news about the collection that I just launched 2 weeks ago, exactly 2 weeks ago. It's already made around 35%. So I'm super excited because of this great activity, you know, like it's already 45% made. So I'm very happy for this, but nothing more than else than this. Yeah. Maybe Vegeta Panda can tell us a bit more about why a red panda in this universe.
I think Bernie already like asked me the same question, but I will answer it anyways. I chose the animal red panda because it's a cute animal and the most beloved animal. And it's so cute that like it gets into your heart, and yeah, it's cute. I chose the pixel art because I got inspired from Bernie, the Pixel Witch collection, and yeah.
It's time to sleep.
The artist is Block Cuties, right? How do you know her? What's your relationship?
So we did this collection Positive Pandas because I asked her, like, I hit her up in the Discord DMs, and she accepted our collaboration, and yeah.
Okay, simple as that. So you just gotta go and talk to people. And Daniel, I just checked. It looks like your mint is at 45% now. So
moving on. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised because the very beginning I was like kind of skeptic, thinking that maybe I'm like a new creator on Stargate. Maybe my collection will not be like sold by the entire collection at first, but afterwards, I just thought like, okay, but this is the good path, you know, like I'm just learning about how this ecosystem and all this market works. And I think it's a very good experience just to launch the very first collection, to understand how the market works, the collectors and all the people that is around this ecosystem and how they are, taking into account what they really like in art, in collections, and so on. So I think this very first collection was like a huge learning for me, you know, like I got a lot of knowledge with this first collection, and just like a super inspired to continue to do more collections, doing more artwork to in the future, maybe in the near future, to launch it again on the Stargaze. So I'm very excited. I'm really grateful with all the Stargaze team and all the patience and time of all of you guys. So I'm very excited and full of great gratitude with all the Stargaze ecosystem.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I think you minted a couple more since we've been on the space here. So I think people are hearing you. Aura, welcome.
Hey, everyone. Happy Thursday. I want to say hello to all. With you and this project, Puji Pandas, the best. I hope you got it, the sold out. the images are very interesting, very fun. It's all.
Yep, thank you very much for joining. All right, guys. Well, I think we've had a pretty fun space here. Unless there's anyone else, I'll give you guys till the count of three. One, two, three. All right, we can call the space. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Everyone have a great Fresh Mint Friday. Pudgy Pandas, great luck on the mint tomorrow, and see you guys next week.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. And don't forget to check if you are eligible for the mint. And yeah, see you, everyone.
Okay, see you, everyone. Was nice talking to you. Till next Thursday. Or tomorrow to Homestead's After Mint Spaces. The mint party.
Oh yeah, another mint party. Alright guys, we'll see you later. Bye.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of denolay, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.